This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
46-14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, from the wearing of the green to the saving of the green or the spending of the green or whatever's going on with your money. Help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Happy Friday, sir. I'm doing
happy
well.
Happy Friday to you as well. And I just want to ask you a question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want. I've been known to place large sports bets when I feel confident, okay? But
right.
I would never short a stock. I would never have the cojones to do that. Would you or not?
I've done that, Tommy, and that's a kind of a rare thing for me. I know people that have done that just more casually. And it takes a little bit of courage. Let's call
Man,
it that.
I'm telling you, unless you got some kind of inside information, it's one thing to hit a free throw at the buzzer, but man, to talk about a stock, you better have what you put up. You better have it. Go ahead.
Well, for our listeners, I mean, it's when you buy a stock, you have a limited downside and unlimited upside. Okay, the stock could go on forever. And that's the beauty of a buy. But if you're shorting one, you're betting that the stock could go down. It can only go to zero. So you have a limited downside, but what could go wrong? Well, the stock could move against you. In this case, it could go up. So just if somebody's trying to understand what short selling is, mm-hmm. it's the unlimited upside that pulls in that courage word, like you were just talking mm-hmm. about. So you're sitting on, I mean, it's like being strapped to a bomb to a certain extent. And there are other ways to make money off of down markets that kind of put a fence around the trade so you don't have that unlimited upside. Because if, you go out to lunch and come back and if the stock went in the wrong direction, you could be sitting with a very substantial loss. So that's why when people, Tommy, they have mutual funds that do nothing but short sell. Mm. They look for overvalued stocks. They short sell them. And it's a contrary trade because that's the minority of people are placing short trades. But it's a strategy and people do it, but you got to watch it like a hawk because of what we said.
I didn't know cojones meant courage. I'll have to look that up. Let's talk about we were talking to Dr. Dub Lane from UNO earlier yes. about the market and knowing what you own in your investments and year-to-date performance, and that's certainly a part of what people are concerned with, Mark, when it comes to managing their money.
Tell me, I was looking at the financial news this morning. I just read an article title. It says Trump and Powell are playing from the same strategy book, waiting for tariffs to land and for the Fed to respond, meaning that investor discomfort is the only sure thing. So I couldn't help but read that to us because it summed up so much. Mm-hmm. The market volatility, stock market doesn't like, Wall Street doesn't like uncertainty. They would like, steady as she goes and everything's on the table and everything's quiet. Let's make a little money off our investments. But from the tariffs and the tax policy, The federal employee layoffs, we've yet to see that come into the unemployment rate to the extent that it will. Fed decisions are all on the table. We have been under Fed watch for the last 3 years, so that continues to haunt us. And last but not least, attached to the Fed decision, though, the inflation issues. And it's enough. New administration, it's enough uncertainty. So you got that volatility in markets. But for instance, we had the CPI and PPI come out this week, and it was generally good news. And in January, the CPI went up by 0.5 point. That's a 6% annual rate. That is not good news. So not one data point does a trend make. So let's wait till the next month. So we just got that this week for February. It was lower than expected. It's at 0.2%. So that would be a 2.4% annual rate. And that's keeping the Fed at bay to say, okay, every now and then you get a blip, and then ideally it will settle back down to some type of normality. And if it stays in that 2-point-something% range, and that's where they're going to feel comfortable, we talked about this last week, a little bit more comfortable in saying, well, interest rates continue to be too high. I mean, after all, they increased rates by over 5%, and they gave back 1% in the fall. But ask anybody in banking, I mean, I am one to say, we would love the interest rates to come down a little bit for a number of reasons.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Reasons. The PPI comes out right the next day, again this week. In January, it was up more, a little bit high number, 0.4%. So that's a 4.8% annual rate. What was it in February? Zero. Much lower than expected. A 0.3% was expected. It came in at zero. So, you know, some of these year-over-year numbers are falling to decent levels on the CPI. The year-over-year is 2.8, and the PPI is 3.2, but it's again, just from that article title that I was reading, it keeps the Fed on. They're watching it like a hawk, as they should. And it's their job to keep inflation tame. But it's these other things of what the government is doing on the fiscal side, what the president's doing, is that going to stoke up inflation? And that's, you know, a lot of people, I think I'm in that number to say, oh, the tariff activity, it's going to be temporary. I'm thinking he's shaking up some of these governments and talking about imbalances of trade. And, you know, I think that we've seen it. We saw where he was going to raise tariffs on Colombia, and they corrected themselves in one day. Okay, we give up. Well, and, you know, it's hard for another country to stand in the way of the largest economy on earth. So I think that has been a tool to bring them to the bargaining table. We'll see how it plays out. But in the meantime, what are we seeing? Well, Tommy, it's interesting because it depends on what you own, and we've talked about that before. And on the Dow, year to date, it's down 4%. So we hear about other numbers that are being floated around. I looked it up this morning. On the S&P, we're down slightly more at 6%. Okay, so those aren't volatility measures that'll bring, you know, you're scrambling to get on the roof to throw yourself off. Those are relatively tame. If you're looking at the set of stocks that have been labeled the Magnificent Seven, the ones that over the past couple of years were really responsible for the majority of some market growth, and they're big companies, and when they move, they tend to get a lot of attention, and they move the markets up. But again, depending on what you own, if you had mature, if you got a portfolio of mature stocks that are similar to the Dow 30, you're hardly noticing with a 4% downturn. Of the Magnificent Seven, and I'll rattle those off very quickly, NVIDIA, Tesla, Google, Amazon, names that we know, Meta, Microsoft, and Apple. Well, if you had a let's say a portfolio that was filled with these stocks, Tesla is the one that's leading the down charge. They're 40% down. So I could see somebody saying, well, yeah, my portfolio is down, you know, 25, 30, 35, 40. I know people that invest in Tesla directly, and they're not having any fun right now. If they held on to the stock, they're down 40% year to date. So that's beyond, I heard Dave saying before, it's, you know, that the Dow is one of the market averages are in correction territory. Well, not really, not yet, not year to date. You're looking at high numbers from the late last year. You could make that claim a little bit more precisely. But Tesla year to date down 40, and the other ones, and I sent you those numbers, everybody is down double digits, but Meta. Apple's down 16%, NVIDIA's down 14%. So when these stocks have come so far so fast that to take a little bit of what would we call it, enthusiasm out of their prices, we're not surprised. At Tesla, I'm surprised it's down that much. But new administration, the emphasis isn't on electric cars. They've taken away, what was it, some incentive to buy the car. You know, so you're going to see that come from a product like that. But if, again, knowing what you own goes a long way to your investment performance.
Mark, real quick, before we let you go, there's process and there's results. People may criticize the process, but nobody knows the results of this yet because, I mean, you got a down week for the market, but
that's right.
Who knows where we're going to be 2 weeks from now? So for people that are panicking, you would tell them what?
Well, pre-market trading, the Dow is up 227 points. So it's, you know, you got some rebound there. And again, you're talking about a different group of stocks when you talk about these market averages and what we use as examples of what, quote, the market is doing. So it's if you're satisfied with your portfolio, more importantly, why did you buy that portfolio to begin with? If it's doing what you want it to do, understanding you got some ups and downs, we're always going to have that. But if it's the stocks that you're comfortable with or the bonds or whatever investment you're in, well, then you stay in the course. If something has changed materially, let's pick on Tesla one more time and saying, well, it's no longer the product that maybe it's used to. The government emphasis is off. Maybe I need to do something differently. Well, the time to sell would have been a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you, Mark. We're out of time. We'll talk to you Monday when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Petrino. And then somebody texted in about home equity lines of credit at Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You definitely offer those, right? And equity loans?
Yep.
All
yes.
Right, we got to go.
Yes,
late 7:56. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Traffic now, WWL.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.